Okay. Good. So the recording is on, and well, it's good to have you all back from the Casablanca event. Too sad that not all of us had the opportunity to be there in Beijing. Anyway, back to the business. We officially started with Casablanca. And it looks like everyone wants to jump in with a proposal or opinion on the Casablanca data model. So the agenda for today is pretty busy. It will start with an update on Sol 001. Then Michela wanted to share the concerns the data model should cover. My plans for this meeting was to provide a very brief introduction into the resources of the ONAP internal data model on the ONAP wiki, and I also wanted to start with developing the idea of how we could include the onboarded model into the model we distribute across ONAP. It's if you remember on our diagrams, we mentioned kind of combined data model. So it's probably time to start with understanding how such a combination would look like. And then Shital and Victor and Ting also wanted to start with their proposal, so we can just start with this process. Ting, you ready, right?
Yes, I'll do.
I'm giving up on the sharing. Can you grab it?
Yeah, I'll share.
Good.
Okay. It's, I only got 10 minutes, so I will go really quickly. The update of Sol 001, which is pretty much some of the base for the data model for ONAP. So a couple of good things. I guess this week we can declare that we have a stable draft. The latest draft that Chitao, the rapporteur, produced out is a sole contribution, but I think within a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, it will transition over to an official draft in the portal. But if you need something right now, you can download the contribution number 325R1.
Just a clarification. The deadline will be tomorrow. So tomorrow, the Solder 1 version 080 will be available on the portal.
Okay, thanks, Chitao. That will be much faster. So tomorrow, if you want, I can, or Chitao can post the actual public link for the draft. I would recommend you wait for tomorrow if you can patiently wait one more day. The known gap, of course,
excuse me, Tink, just one ask, okay? Could you please just put the announcement on this publication on the ONAP Discuss forum, just for all of us to
know? Sure.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
I will do that. Thank you. We have a known gap, which is the monitoring and the VNF indicator. We don't have a technical solution yet, so that's a known gap for this draft version. 0.8.0. The goal from the working group is the next 4 weeks is that we're going to do a consistent review, do a complete scrub down only on the VNF descriptor part, and resolve as much editor notes, inconsistent editors, and editorial fix in the next 4 weeks. So hopefully we will have a clean, decent document after 4 weeks from now. I won't go into detail a couple things, but I will only highlight things I think in ONAP side you need to take into considerations. From my understanding, from release two, Beijing release to Casablanca release, the key area that's the data model is missing is affinity to anti-affinity, instantiation level, and all the scaling aspect. Those are three major parts that's missing from Casablanca data model. Another important thing the ONAP Casablanca need to decide is, my understanding is that ONAP is using only one deployment flavor. My recommendation is that ONAP, probably best to take one of the use case, a simple or complex use case, and prepare an example so people know how to write a proper service template. So that's something that we should consider doing it in ONAP, either two level or one level service template. That's need to be decided. Version you need to decide, that's another important thing.
Excuse me, one question. When you say a proper service template, you mean a proper service template which includes deployment flavors, or for a while we can disregard this deployment flavor complication and start with something more simple?
My recommendation is a single service level template with single deployment flavor, period. So we need to develop a task or service template to represent that. The reason is that there's two different design. I won't go into detail here, and you can see two levels is a little bit more complex. One level is a little bit less complex, but we need to make sure that all the VNet provider has a same idea of how writing correctly service template. Okay, because there are a couple key points in here. Even though you have a single service template with a single deployment, you still need a flavor ID. That's just one example. Another important thing Etsy decided is to produce what we call SOL1 NFP types. So proper import statement need to be defined correctly. A proper VNF specific node type derived from need to be properly declared. So a couple things we need to guiding the VNF providers to do the service template design correctly. So that's one thing I think this team ought to produce. Another thing important that I just mentioned ago is Etsy decide to produce two, what we call SOL1 NFD type definition. One for VNFD, the other one is network service descriptor. We lock down on this naming conventions where X and Y is the file version of this document, this type document. We haven't decided how to have the convention on the version yet. And the other thing, we haven't come to a conclusions how to reference or requires that this file must be included in the VNF package. So that's something that ONAP can have an opinion and can share with Etsy as soon as possible. That will be very useful. So that's something. I won't go into detail because this is when we're going in to work on the detail. So I'll skip that. And I think I'll skip the rest because some of this are the detail work for some of the changes to the data model. And as we bring it in, each one, you can come back to this document for reference. With that, I will stop sharing and ask any questions. So takeaway, one, I think ONAP need to prepare at least one example of single service template design for single deployment. Okay?
This is something that we need to add as part of our VNF onboarding guide or the VFF or whatever we're calling the certification program.
Perhaps. perhaps, but at least produce one in this wiki page so people can start looking at and reference, and then start working on bringing in the data model, Tosca data model, for some of the key missing parts in the release 3, such as affinity for rules, instantiation level, scaling aspect, and other support data types, and so forth. So that's some bulk of work need to be done and prepare for. And then the other thing to do, decide if NoNap has any opinion on how to either mandate the SOL1 NFV type definition to be part of the VNet package, or to reference as a file URI. I think that's my summary of actions that I recommend from the group.
So, okay. Some of this work probably needs to be done as part of the VNF SDK project, given that that's where most of the VNF facing work is being done. So we are about to start building VNF templates for VNF suppliers to leverage, and we're building a set of tools to validate those templates. So some of these decisions that you're talking about, Nirtan, really need to be, or some of the work items really need to be discussed in Chris Donnelly's meeting on Friday. And then we'll do whatever we need to do to create the right template, because we have to validate. One question I have in general is whether or not ONAP has decided to support deployment flavors, because there are multiple ways to do it. I mean, one is to do it the way Tosca does it. The other way is to restrict things further and to say that we will have separate VNF templates for each flavor. We'll just be more restrictive. So that's something we still need to decide as part of the community. But whatever we do, better decide it quick, because, you know, we have to start building the VNF.
But just to refresh people, SOL001, all the definition and everything is based on YAML 1.2. So that's an important thing to remember also.
Well, it's a problem because we have none of our interpreters in ONAP support YAML 1.2.
Yeah, understood, yeah. But also you can see here, in the case of single deployment flavor, we also can use 1.1. So the way we specify in the document, we ensure that the types, all the types are compatible, 1.1 and 1.2, but the certain grammar language may not support in 1.1.
So you just answered my question with respect to Casablanca and deployment flavors.
So a good starting point, I would say the blue, and then also the blue somewhat also relate to VNF SDK. So we need to produce one, and then we can provide that to VNF SDK folks. And then the green parts, I think that's something that this team need to produce all the type definitions, just like we did in R2.
Well, so whatever we do, all of it rolls downhill to the VNF SDK validation tools, because we want to be able to provide a toolkit for the VNF suppliers, do self-validation before it hits the marketplace or anything else. So the thing to do, Ted, would be to have this Friday, let's have another round of these presentations at Chris's meeting, because we have to nail down all the deliverables for Casablanca by the end of the week. So we need to go over this in his meeting as well, and make sure that, you know, in terms of practical deliverables, everything is okay.
Okay.
Well, it just one point more on my side. Okay, you, Tink, you mentioned the need to provide an example of a service template. A valid point. Absolutely agree. But I think that a pre-requirement for this would be to have a reference implementation of Sol 001 based VNF.
So we have four of those. And okay, that's what we'll be doing. And that's why, again, this work is being done on the VNF SDK side. We'll use the VNFs for the VCP use case. We'll convert those to Tosca. And we'll use these conventions and rules to do that.
Do you want to produce four dose sample or just pick one and do it?
Well, we're gonna produce a sample.
Well,
you know, we have to, in terms of integration testing and whatever we need to do, we gotta have all four. But we can produce a sample that we can put in the developer's guide. So part of this work then is gonna go into the VNF requirements documentation. Part of this will go into the VNF SDK. I think from the runtime modeling perspective that we're discussing here, I don't think there's much, well, the impact is indirect, right? Because again, you know, the way I kind of keep thinking about all this is that whatever VNF templates look like, they get dropped into on top of ONAP and they get ingested into ONAP. What happens to them after that is TBD based on whatever Anatoly comes up with. And then we'll go from there.
Sorry, a question about the YAML version 1.2. Has it some impact also in SDC?
We cannot support YAML 1.2 in ONAP. None of our interpreters are 1.2 compliant.
Yeah, exactly. So I understood that you want to put this requirement to VNF SDK. Am I wrong?
So I was thinking, what we're going to do is we're going to use what we have. So we cannot support 1.2, which means we have to use 1.1 grammar. And so the VNF SDK, the validation tools that we've been writing for the package validation and the VNF descriptor validation, all of those will assume that we have a single deployment descriptor. There's nothing else we can do unless somebody wants to change, you know, one of the four interpreters that we support.
Okay, so I guess we can check with VNF SDK the four use case, and then we'll ask volunteer to help prepare four example based on all the types and grammar that we produce for 1.1 to support it.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen anyway. It's part of what Lin Hao is going to be doing. So yeah, if somebody wants to help out with that, that would be great. But you know, and we will need help because, you know, we're not going to do it all by ourselves. So volunteers should contact him. He's the one driving the work.
Okay.
Sorry, can we just have a backlog of these type of things? Because now we are saying that we will have a limitation, and it maybe is fine or not in Casablanca, but can we try to have a backlog in somewhere about, for instance, this type of limitation about the YAML 1.2?
I think that's a good idea, Michaela. I think we should have that. I don't really care where we keep it. Maybe these are architectural kind of limitations or design limitations we need to keep as part of the arc. I don't know. But yeah, we should do that. I agree.
Okay, I can try to speak so let's try to move on this because I think it's important because otherwise we forget this thing.
So do you want to contact Chris and see where he wants to keep these sorts of things so that we don't lose track of them?
Okay, I can do it.
The other thing too is if I'm going to see what Intel can do, but if we were to take, let's say, the ARIA parser and and try to bring it up to snuff on, you know, in terms of 1.2 compliance. Would Ericsson and anybody else be interested in sharing in that work?
Hey, Alex, I of course only have 10 minutes, but let's talk offline about 1.1, 1.2. All we know is right now we have to do 1.1 for ONAP. Let me close and let Anatoly take the rest. Otherwise, we don't have time to.
Thank you, Tink. I have not yet learned to say this, you know, time check, hard stop, and things like that. So, yeah, I'm starting. Learning it, but it will take time. Michela, you.
Yes.
It's all yours.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you see?
I have something. I do.
Okay. So I try to be quick. So our concern about the data model or in general, also the information model, is about the separation of concern between the design time and runtime. So why I'm saying this? Because, for instance, we spoke of a new proposed model intended to be implemented in SDC. Is there focusing only in design time or want to cover on the runtime? So we are a bit unclear on and this separation of concern, and which class, which node type will be used at design time, which one will be used at runtime, and how they are in relation. So if I look to IFA 15, it's just an example. There is clear indication of what is a runtime and design time, how they are connected. And in reality, we have also different hierarchy in the two cases. If I go to the next one, if I enable, so I'm sorry, I'm trying to, maybe here is better. So we have here, for instance, we have the VNF and VNFC have different hierarchy respect to the VDU. And this split the runtime respect to the design time, and there are clear also relation between the design time and runtime. Sometimes I feel that we are mixing this type of things, and I think that is important to clarify what should be where. This was my first point. I hope it's clear. I go quickly to the next if I don't have blocking point. The other point is more about, I know the architecture, but I think that today in the architecture we lack of an integration point definition of a clear view of a functional decomposition. So for instance, SO can assume multiple role, but we have not defined what is the functional decomposition. And what are the integration points, for instance, there? It's just an example, but then it's difficult to understand, okay, when we speak of a model, where we want to apply a model.
That work has been done, actually, at least in, by and large. And the results are available as part of the Architecture Tiger team.
I mean, Alex, maybe I was in China last week. We discussed a lot about the microservice, and there was a lot of concern in the room about the functional decomposition and the well-defined API.
But we've done the first order one, right? We still need to define it in more detail.
Yeah.
That was the point that I was pressing, but I think that first order decomposition that Steve led actually gives you some fundamental integration point definition.
So if you can share this with all, because I think that maybe it's not been spread out. I've not seen any.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't have in mind something particular.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think we need to publicize that a little
bit. Okay. If there is, it's even better because we have something and we can build our view of our models on top of that.
But just on this, I think there's one assumption here that we need to do. Maybe make or at least agree on. The architecture of ONAP is not about Etsy Nano architecture.
Absolutely, but I'm not saying that.
Okay.
So if you see here, I'm not speaking of Etsy. I spoke there
make
before.
Sure I understood that correctly. Okay.
No, is not this the point. Okay. I'm trying to understand because a lot of time I see different. It's unclear, to be honest, what we want to do. And the functional decomposition can help, can really help to be, and then build a model on top of that.
Yes, and agree.
Okay. And so for this, if it is not clear, the decomposition is also, sometimes is also, so do we want to really now to do a model, change our model? If the functional decomposition is not clear to all, at least. So if we have a functional decomposition that is clear, is good, we can use this as a reference and work on this, on top of this. Then the life cycle, here I thought that Tin was covering this more, maybe it will be in his presentation, but the VNF life cycle operation that are part of VNFD are not supporting release 2. Because SDC had some limitations about the introduction of new node types that are derived by the root and without new parameters.
Michela, may I just answer? As long as I came from the SDC, I can tell you that the lack of support for the VNF lifecycle, as Etsy sees it, does not come from SDC. Actually, we have like three different life cycles. One of that came from Etsy, another how Tosca, Oasis Tosca standard defines it, and another one is the one that is currently existing within the ONAP orchestration.
But I think Michael might beg to differ with you, Anatoly. So I think what Miguel is saying is that there's only one set of node types at a time that SDC supports. So for example, we cannot support two versions of the Etsy model, or an Etsy model and something else, and something else.
Ah, this type of life cycle, you mean versioning and change management?
No. I'm referring to, for instance, I can give you some clear example. In reality, Tina, have you in your previous presentation some example? Because here is, for instance, the instantiation. Instantiation today was derived directly by a root node type, and this we were not able to implement this in release 2, and we have to discard this. Now, with the new version of the what has been approved last week about VNF lifecycle operations, and with the example that has been provided inside Etsy, I hope we can clarify what we need, how so you can receive from a VNF vendor, and then we in terms of this VNF lifecycle operation, and then what we should try to clarify how these operations will be progressed in ONA, will be executed, and how this additional parameter in case will be supported. Tim, sorry, if you want, we can go and have an example. I just in mind the instantiation, because the VNF instantiation is not by default in Etsy thought to have the parameters.
Yeah, I would wait until my part to come on this one. Let's postpone the bullet 3 issue, because I my slide set address that issue more deeply.
Okay.
Well, but, I mean, there's a more fundamental issue here. You're implying that the VNF lifecycle operations, as they're defined in Etsy, are at the core of how things need to be instantiated by ONAP, right? And what we're saying is that's not really the case. So probably, I don't know, probably won't be, given the way the pluggability work is being done, right? So you could build a VNF compliant VNF manager. I mean, the sole compliant VNF manager and plug it in. I think that's the work that Nokia is leading, but I don't think that's the default behavior or hard coded behavior of ONAP though.
I didn't catch.
what I'm saying, Michaela, is that there's work being done to create a pluggable VNF manager layer inside the SO. And one of the first things that would get plugged in is something that would be SOL compliant but would manage VNFs based on SOL semantics. But at least that's the work that is being done. So but there's no one model inside ONAP, right? I mean, I don't think AppC follows the VNF lifecycle defined by SOL specs.
Yeah, but this is quite confusing, because I mean, how we can now the architecture is trying to increase its components and so on. So if we don't define integration point, we try to define how we want to manage this type of things in a common way.
But Michela, do you mean the operation? You mean it's a VNF descriptor issue, or do you think it's a API issue?
This is relate to how, as you know, that a VNF lifecycle operations defined in etc's solutions. There are varieties of different input parameters, and as a result, those input parameters, those scripts run, and it has output parameters, and some of those output parameters become part of VNF info or the instant model of the data. So we need to make sure that quote unquote, the native part of the VNF descriptor not get translated in a way that the script will be misinterpreted, or the script expects certain parameters and those parameters value don't exist. The name or the value don't exist or exists in a different way. That will cause a tremendous problematics for VNF providers. I think that's the main point, at least for me, I'm trying to raise in the topic of consistently ensuring the VNF descriptor that the VNF provider is providing is getting to the endpoint correctly, and the expectation for that is set correctly also. In my slide set, I can raise a little bit more in detail.
It sounds like a heavy topic to discuss, and we're well behind the schedule on our today agenda. So maybe we will take it offline. I'm sure we will have this subject is worth like weeks of discussion, I'm sure.
Well, but it's also not the right place to discuss it. I think what we're really talking about is VNF orchestration, starting with the instantiation.
No, Alex, it's not about the mechanics. I think what's more important is how we want to maintain, how we ensure that the design time get to the runtime, and the runtime get to the right endpoint. The consuming the VNF descriptor is maintain the same level expectation and the maintain the same data model and the semantic that VNF provider
Tim, to me, everything boils down to one issue, and I'd like to understand how Anatoly plans to support it. And that issue is the semantics of the attributes. We can take a VNF descriptor as we defined it in SOL, ingest it into ONAP, convert it into some other shape and form more conducive to a more aligned with the internal architecture of ONAP. But at the end of the day, whatever we define in terms of the attributes, whatever we define in terms of, the VNF descriptor components, all that has to be properly interpreted. And the semantics have to be preserved no matter what format things get converted to. So that's really the issue.
Alex, the only concern that I have that you speak only of the attributes, and here we are speaking of the operations.
And well, so, so
Yes. Exactly. It's not just the attribute, Alex. It's a lot of pieces involved inside the descriptor.
So regarding the attributes, you're absolutely right, Alex. Okay, attributes being consumed by the operations, by the orchestration logic, they should be described and well understood, and also preserved, you know, from the onboarding to inwards of the ONAP. Okay, but the problem is much bigger than that. The preservation of you know, the orchestration semantic of all these operations that the vendor took trouble to describe as task operations and put, it should somehow be addressed within the ONAP translation. My feeling is that it would be the most difficult part of the translation.
But I agree. I don't disagree. And Michaela, I don't mean to belittle the operation angle. I think as part of the work that's being done by Nokia, I think we need to kind of think about how we can make this work.
So just to the other thing, it was my feeling is that we have identified some limitations in SOL 001, but in some cases we have I continue to suggest to fix this in DETSI model instead of justify the introduction of new internal model or change of information. If we think that we need to fix something in ETSI SOL 001 because it's not well modeled as a Tosca piece, we should come back and try to work on this. In some cases, I heard that we prefer to translate. And this is not the right approach.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, well, how do you propose we deal with the Yang version of the SOL 01 model?
1.2, you mean?
Well, the SOL 06 spec is going to come out, and some vendors will attempt to use that specification to describe VNFs. And so how would we deal with that in ONAP?
Okay.
Somebody is really talking on the phone. Maybe they can go on mute.
Alex, I've already muted him.
Okay, but that's a real problem coming down the pike, as they say. There may be alternative encodings of VNF descriptors based on other data models that we would need to support because they come from legitimate standards organizations and not just from ETSI. Who knows what else will come along. So somehow all those different ways of encoding a VNF descriptor would still need to be supported by ONAP potentially.
Right, but I think what Anatoly's defining here for the R3 model is...
Andy, you're breaking up. Hello?
Disappeared on my side.
Yeah, he disappeared on my side too. But Anatoly, you understand the issue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a heavy one. Okay, we will address it, not here, definitely. Okay. Again, yeah, we will be spending many hours on this one, I'm sure.
But Michaela, also just, you know, again, from our side, from the ETSI, wearing my ETSI hat, you know, we're going to end up in a situation where we have two alternative encodings of a VNF model. And from our side, we need to figure out what does that really mean in terms of any kind of orchestrator, whether it's OSM or ONAP, to be able to ingest those two.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yes. I love this. So what I was trying to say is that the R3 data model that Anatoly is defining here is the design time model, and that we do understand that there may be multiple choices for onboarding. However, when we have an onboarding model, say one based on Sulzer's or one or something else, we need to ensure that mappability and transformability into the design time model, so part of the onboarding is that transformation into the internal design time model. So we do need mappings whenever we do introduce a new type of onboarding model.
Okay.
So what I was trying to do is just say the onboarding model really should be a separate but related thing to the initiative of the design time model that's used internally inside ONAP.
Yeah, it sounds like yet another reason to separate. Yeah, but well, what about moving on to other topics? Okay, I see that we are well behind the schedule. I suggest I can contribute a bit of my time. I can run through my bullets. You know, instead of 20 minutes, I can squeeze it to like 2 minutes each. Okay, and then leave it for offline discussion. But still, the thing. It looks like you will not be on this agenda today, so maybe we'll move it, you know, to another day.
Okay. Yeah, maybe next week we can share, because yeah, I think our point, at least for my point, I review some of your wiki page, Anatoly, and I have some deep concern, so I have prepared some slide set to raise some of the point. I think we all okay on design time for VNF descriptor. I think we felt very uncomfortable, at least for me, looking at some of your proposal. I'm a little bit uncomfortable talking about right now about the runtime data model that translations. So I have prepared some slide that raise those points to take into the considerations when you approach that view. So I can do that next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We will start from this, I promise, okay? Next week.
And can you and your, I mean, I haven't seen your slides, but you know, I'm confused. If it's a given that we're gonna have at least two different encodings of what a VNF descriptor is, it's looking that way, at least from the Etsy perspective. Help me understand how you would avoid translation if you have two fundamentally different ways of encoding something.
Well, first, let me ask you, Alex, what do you mean encoding?
Well, so a data model has a particular encoding, you know, so Yang versus Tosca, and a particular way of persisting it, which is, in our case, is a CSAR file. I don't know what Yang is going to do, but my point is, so, you're going to end up with multiple choice. So now help me understand how.
So in ONAP, Alex, in ONAP, right now, the working assumption that I'm understanding, at least release 3, the VNF descriptor delivering by the VNF provider will be Tosca-based.
I understand, but you can't look 5 feet in front of you.
So that's based on release 3 data model. We agree.
Yes, I understand that, but let's take a longer range view. Let's kind of plan ahead. So help me understand how we would plan ahead for the multiplicity. I understand that in release 3 we look 10 feet in front of us and things look rosy, but how rosy do they look 20 feet in front of us? That's the part that I'm trying to understand. You know, you can't live in a short-term world.
But Alex, we're talking about, you know, from an FA perspective, my understanding is that, you know, Yang-based method is an optional method, and we haven't discussed yet, you know, how to, you know, support Yang, you know, from the minor perspective. Because we discussed that when we created that work item that we may need some modification to Solder 4, because Solder 4 for the VNF package right now is only support, you know, Tosca based. Anything else, you know, to support Yen based. We haven't discussed that yet.
That's just the way of persisting the encoding somewhere. right? But it's not about the actual encoding.
So that's what I said. There's no real, you know, there's no real attempt, right? Try to, you know, to do that way, you know, to module, you know, both Tosca-based and Yang-based. You know,
I think whether it's Yang and Tosca, or Tosca and Kubernetes Helm maps, or something else for cloud native world.
Yeah.
Gonna end up with multiple choice.
But even speaking of Tosca only, okay, we actually have two different Tosca today, okay. Just leaving aside, you know, some different format, small details like how we name that property or that attribute, okay. For example, even this problem of translation between different lifecycle operations, it's a huge one, okay. And currently,
well, so we can align as Michaela pointed out, we have some control over what happens in Etsy. And we can make things right there. But I guess, arguably, Tosca has its own operational lifecycle model,
absolutely,
which we're not using, which is another interesting aspect of this discussion. So, you know, how is that going to work? Are we going to ever end up in a situation where somebody's going to want to build a true Tosca orchestratable model for VNF onboarding and VNF design and VNF instantiation? And then what will happen? So these are all interesting questions to answer. And again, all I'm saying is that if we take, you know, the approach where we just look 10 feet in front of us, we're going to stumble and fall.
Yeah. And again, the solution of translation, no one says it will come for free, okay? It will come at a cost, but and we may discuss at how we minimize this cost, okay? Actually, it was my plan to start up a discussion on this, on minimizing the cost, but the very idea of having such a translation, I think it just something so obvious.
Okay, and totally, let's make it separate, because this topic is more of a runtime data model, incident model. Can we partition? That's one discussion. Meanwhile, can we proceed with work on fulfill the data model for design time for the VNF descriptor?
When you say
like I highlight earlier, there's things like instantiation level, scale informations, affinities, and many things that we didn't have in release 2. Now we have the Tosca model for that. Can we go ahead and start bring technical content on that part in?
Yeah, on this one, I agree. Okay, we have to look into it. Okay, again, okay, we're not sure this will be the same representation, okay, but this kind of information, the on-up data, design time model should include, definitely. Again, design time model is not only about onboarding, okay, it's also composition, the SDC UI, it is still design time, but it will be based on a different model. Anyway, I can see that we kind of hit the end of this meeting, okay, without getting even to half of it. So I think it's better, you know. I can only promise that I will publish all the materials you will send over to me, and we will start next week at the point where we left. Maybe
Is there a Casablanca deliverable coming out of these discussions?
Casablanca deliverable, yeah, it should be, you know, data model document and probably a reference implementation of a service that is deployable, at least, you know.
Well,
how I see it. I've never seen it, you know, in formal.
Well, so I mean, just in terms of this is you know, let me get very practical now. So these meetings are not just, you know, fireside chats, right? I'm hoping they lead to some set of deliverables that are published and consumed in the Casablanca release. If not, then I ask, what are we doing here? So that's really kind of the gist of my question. So maybe for next time we can we can articulate what that is, right? Because, we have until the end of the week for different projects to assess what they're going to do, what's in scope and what's not for the next release. And if there's something that they need to do based on what we're doing here, you better clearly articulate it and tell them what they need to do.
Yeah, and this in reality, connected to also the onboarding model extensions, because the operations, as I said before, are not supported in release 2. So if we want to introduce this in release 3, we have to implement it in SDC.
Right. So I actually think, I'm assuming that, with the exception of VFC, nobody was using Tosca in release 2. So let's not even talk about it. So now we're in release 3, clean slate. We have a SOL 1 compliant onboarding model. Now we've got to do something. So realistically, we got till Friday to kind of nail down the asks of different PTLs. I'm not making up these dates. I'm just looking at schedules.
It was my understanding that we have one more week. Actually, it's kind of surprising.
No, it's this Thursday. Look at the schedule. Ouch. So what I'm telling you, Anatoly, is that if you're going to deliver something at the end of it, you've got till this Thursday to kind of commit to something too, right? We all need to understand what we need to help you with.
Yeah, but still, we do not even have this agreement on having translation, not having translation. It's understanding growing up, but it's still not formally officially captured. And even on this forum, we are unable to come to any conclusion.
So there was an ask from Mazen to bring up stalemate situations or discussions where they don't go anywhere to the attention of the TSC and try to resolve them there. Maybe this is one of these. I don't know.
Well, I think what's being proposed, though, is there's an internal ONAP design time model, right? There's an onboarding model based on SOL 001. SOL 001's transformed into the design time model, and maybe there's embellishments that need to take place in SDC. And then the SOL 001 Tosca artifact is kept as an artifact as part of what's propagated through the ONAP system. So how do we formalize that? Is the question, do we need to formalize that somehow, or?
Well, from at least from Nokia proposal that I prepared that we didn't get a chance to, we strongly suggest for this release 3, not to do any translations. That means keeping the VNF descriptor onboarding as quote unquote native all the way to the endpoint of the target in ONAP. Now, granted, we do need to understand the mapping of some of the attributes, because I look at the attribute in ONAPs on ANI, that the naming convention is different than the naming convention in the VNF descriptor. So therefore, we need to have some kind of table for mapping correctly and ensuring that the attribute names and the meaning of those each attribute has the same meaning in ONAP, ANI. So that's the first important thing from my point of view. On the second point of view, especially when it gets to artifacts, scripts, input and output parameters, that we want to make sure that it's consistent and native as possible for this release. Until we really understand who are the consumer of the VNF descriptor.
I'm not sure you understand who are real consumer of the VNF descriptor, because the real consumer of the VNF descriptor is an orchestrator. And the orchestrator, it has some real difficulties with the VNF descriptors. They are the way they are today. But anyway, it's like we are, our time is up.
Tony, Can I talk something before we finish?
Sure.
Thank you. So, yeah, so I think the TSC asked the modeling subcommittee to advocate about the what discussing here next Thursday.
Next Thursday or this Thursday? Because Alex?
Next Thursday. This week is only M1 checkpoint, so it's not for the...
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I think you have one more week to collect the input from the contributions regarding the translation or non-translation. Then I can work with you later to report to the TSC about this part next Thursday. So this is the first thing. The second thing, I just want to remind everybody, because the design time is not just SDC consuming, because the VFC also consuming this design time model, so that's for multiple projects.
Yeah. Agreed. Dengui, I can only say that I understand this concern of VFC, and I think I'm addressing it. Actually, the part of my presentation today was a solution. You know, I was thinking would work for both VFC and SO. Okay, and I will put it and we'll discuss it offline anyway.
Right. So please go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need to reach a conclusion on this very quickly, okay? Because we can't just let this linger.
We need to clearly articulate what we're asking people to agree to, and it needs to be done. It needs to be done ASAP, right? Otherwise, we're going to go on talking forever.
So sorry, just a proposal. Can we spend do we all have a quarter now to see Anatoly proposal?
It's not, you know, we will not do it in a quarter an hour, okay? It's something much longer, and we have a lot of discuss about.
So Anatoly, do you want to set up another call this week to discuss that specifically? Because that's prime. I mean, we could talk about the contents of the model we want, but we need to reach a consensus on this quickly.
Look, I feel it's kind of unfair, okay? Because Etsy, for example, it took to Etsy like a few months to finish and polish.
I'm not asking you to have all the details. I just want let's outline what the proposal is, right? And then describe the approach for achieving that. That's what we need. We need to really have a consensus on what our approach is.
I don't believe we are able to do it by the end of this week. The end of next week, it seems more feasible with a lot of effort.
Yeah, I'm not asking for the detailed model, right? So what we need to do is at least discuss. Here's the approach that we want to take, right? So, and articulate that in such a way that folks can understand that. Just simply stating, we're going to have multiple onboarding models. There's an internal model. Here's how we maintain specific pieces of the artifacts that are onboarded, et cetera.
We can capture this proposal in few slides. On some level of the concept, maybe with more examples than we had months ago.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's a feasible.
Let's start there. And have a call this week to at least get people to understand what's being proposed.
Absolutely. Okay. So,
Anatoly, before you hang up, I just posted it on chat. Is this page still valid? Can you tell me? Because I'm looking at and studied your proposal. I just posted on chat. Can you double check and confirm?
Now the link I've shared right now, it is. No, it is not. It's obsolete.
Can we? Can you trash those pages, or at least make them private?
Or maybe, yeah. Just don't trash, but just put it. It's no longer valid.
We all need to be looking at one thing, right? And we have a problem in general. We have three pages that we have to put in information.
Trash. I wouldn't try. Trash sounds a bit drastic to me. Maybe put on them onto kind of archive.
Well, hide them. Just okay. The point is that we want everybody to look at what we really need to be looking at. Not
absolutely. We need some house, clean house. That's right. Yeah.
You make me read the whole page last week and study, and now you tell me it's archived.
No, not.
It's okay. Just kidding.
Right. So I have a very last word here. Is the we are going to discuss the high level requirements tomorrow. That could be feasible, deliverable for the release 3, even without discussion about the translation or non-translation. So I'm hoping people can think about what we can really achieve in release 3 without big changes or whatever we can achieve finally. So that's just one reminder. Back to you, Anthony.
Anthony, you I mean, this is an important piece, right? So one of the asks in Beijing was that we all produce requirements against which the models are being developed. So that's very, we got to do it this tomorrow. We got to kind of review them. This is very important.
Again, Alex, I probably missed your point here. I was kind of out for something else. Can you please repeat it, the requirements?
So the ask from Mazen and from the TSC is that the modeling work be done against a set of requirements. We have to articulate what requirements are driving the work. In most cases, we have a list already. In this particular case, I think we need to very clearly articulate what the requirements are and what we're trying to do here. And that would help a lot, I think, in kind of getting to a decision.
You know, if the requirements we're speaking about are the requirements that's been published like a couple of minutes before this call, then it's kind of use case requirements, and I was thinking the terms of functional requirements from the model. Okay, how they. Make for the internals of the owner, for the architecture, not for the use cases and stuff like that. So it's a different kind of requirement.
So in that case, you can add, we can work tomorrow or because it's too late in China. I can help you to add the functional requirements that you can be discussed tomorrow, whether people would like to support it, or we can get some comments for that part.
Okay, so for this discussion, do we have a time slot already on another call, like this modeling subcommittee call?
Yeah, so tomorrow modeling somebody call. Yes, yeah, so you already spent 40 minutes for that. Yeah.
Okay, let's make this effort. We'll see how it is going.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Okay, well, sounds like we are done. It was a good start for Casablanca. And whoever presented today, please send over your materials to me. I will put them on Wiki and probably we will continue on offline. Well, see you all tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thank you, Anton. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.